Kakolosh Boker Tov, you're just going to continue with the halachot. So in Siman Taf Lamed Gimel, which is the next Siman to do with Bedikat Chametz, it's written, Bedikat Tzarich Shetiyel Leor Haner Velo Leor Levana, which means that when we're doing Bedikat Chametz, it has to be done with a candle. It cannot be done with the moonlight. He says, and if you did not check on the night of the 14th, which basically this year is on a Thursday night, when you're going to check during the day of Yudale, which is Friday, during the day, you're not allowed to check Leora Chama, you're not allowed to check with the sunlight, but rather Leora Ner. It always has to be Leora Ner. Now, the next Seif in Shulchan Aruch says also, Leora Avuka, you're not allowed to use a torch. He says, why? Ela Leora Ner, it has to be Leora Ner. Or not of different types of oils. Ela Benesha Shavab, rather a wax candle. Now, one of the reasons he brings down here is because that if right now you cannot put it inside of the Chorin Sakin, the cracks and crevices, because you're afraid, right? That again, that you know, you're also afraid that it could burn something because it's a big torch. It's not some little tiny candle. So therefore, it has to be a candle and not a torch. That's very different from other things. Why? It has to be very, very careful. You don't want to burn things. Now, obviously, we did mention like yesterday that if you are going in very dangerous places, whether it is you're going in your car right beside the different, tapestries or curtains or things like that, you always have to be careful to always have a flashlight. Do not put yourself in danger right for it. Even though we did bring down that there are some shitot that b'diavad, you could even make a bracha on a flashlight. Now, l'chatechila, obviously, we don't rely on this, but at least especially if a person doesn't have it, so he does what to rely on to use a flashlight. But again, you should always have a candle, and whenever you cannot use the candle for whatever reason it is, you're going inside these different places, or you're going all the different places where it's difficult to get to and it's dangerous to start putting candles, whether it's underneath a bed or in certain tight parts of the cupboards, so therefore again you would use a flashlight lechatechila. So that's very, very important also just to know as well. Now the last halacha we'll just mention is what we started mentioning about yesterday. If you remember, we said that first of all, you need to check, so it's incumbent upon the Parnas, right, the rabbi, everybody else, in order to check, or if everyone has their own personal, whether it's a cupboard or their own personal, little tiny cubbies or things like that, that they have shtenders, so then it's incumbent upon them to check their own things. We don't really need to check that. However, though, all the rest or the communal areas, that it is incumbent upon us to check for the Beta Knesset, Beta Midrash. We're not allowed to make a bracha on that bedikah, so rather we rely upon the bedikah, the bracha that we're making on the bedikah in our houses, and then we continue. Now, the last halacha though is, and this is what we said, Heshita Marani says like this, Sif Yud Aleph, says, M'chabed Chedrob Yud Gimim B'Nisan, if a person is going to come and he's going to clean his room on the 13th of Nisan, and he's going to have kavanah to do bedikat chametz, so this is mamash a day before bedikat chametz, he's cleaning his room, and he has kavanah to do bedikat chametz, and he's careful also not to bring chametz there anymore. Afal pichen, still tzarich livdok b'lel yudalet. You still have to come and check on the night of the yudalet. So therefore, you see from here that according to Shitat Maran, even if a person or the women are going to be doing spring cleaning and they're mamash going to clean and clean and clean as much as you want, and then afterwards they're going to come, right? And you're not going to bring in chametz there. You still have to come and check. There are some opinions brought down. He also brings it down here in the footnote that was only once upon a time. Nowadays, that the mamash they start cleaning, so maybe you don't really need to do it, and you could just do avra be'alma. Even though we always did say that it is better not to rely upon that and to actually do a true bedikah. Or he brings here in the Ish Matzliach in the footnote, leave one room that you didn't check that way, and therefore you're going to do bedikat chametz on that room. So it's very, very important, right? These halachot, because again, it's incumbent upon us, right, to make sure that we actually fulfill the obligation of bedikat chametz, right, as best as possible. And the Ramad does bring down that again, he says that you have to check whether it's the pockets or, you know, school bags or all these things of the children or of ourselves as well, just in case we had chametz also in those places.